and roll football on Absolute Radio.
Hello and welcome to a truly historic edition of the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Yeah, it'll go down in history. This is the first time we've ever really covered breaking news so intensively on this show.
It has been incredible today. Big news in the world of Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
While the show was on, I mean, you probably know what happened.
Yes.
But yeah. Well, if you don't, yeah. Wow, you're in for a treat.
An exciting ride.
And we also talked about weird bosses.
Yes, and we also talked about your new rubber ring device with your little button on your little scrotum. I can probably say that on the podcast.
I think you can.
I can't
say
it on the show, I think.
Probably best not to.
It's an amazing insight.
Scrotum.
Sorry, I've never praised it enough. I know I've never praised your scrotum enough, Cody, but it is an amazing beast.
Thank you.
Well
beast.
Done. Well done.
I look really, after it. I tend to it well.
Yeah, it really just keeps everything under control.
I tend
well.
To my garden.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you very much. I'm trying to think. Yeah, so I'm not going to be here for a few weeks.
Yes.
As explained herein. Exactly. I don't know why I'm getting all formal about it. I'm in surgery again, but it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well, and this is you are about to listen to history.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
A wind-up merchant, rock and roll football on Absolute Radio.
This is rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. The early kickoff in the Premier League is Forest against Chelsea. There is so much riding on this, Dyson.
It could be the end of the Ange era, but Forest are losing 2-0, right? In the second half, it's all gone pear-shaped. That's who he is, mate. But we just had a chance where Jesus hit the crossbar and the post.
Jesus hit the woodwork.
It did not go in, as he often does.
It
did not go in, so Forest not looking great at this stage, it has to be said.
The TV cameras have just cut to Marinakis' throne, which has been vacated.
He's gone, he's left, he's gone to call a new manager. The game's still happening. In the Championship, Derby are losing 1-0 at Oxford United, Millwall are 2-0 up at QPR in London Derby, Southampton Swansea's 0-0. But we'll keep an eye on that Forest game.
We will keep you across the permanent psychodrama that is our life. And it's live!
A gut-wrenching defeat. Rock and roll football. On Absolute Radio.
Dyson, tell everyone, please. Let's just get this Forest, over with.
Forest have been humiliated 3-0 at home to Chelsea. Reece James has just scored.
And there's still time left.
I mean,
this could get worse.
Yeah, this is not good. What a way to end Ange's time. But I think the one positive is at least his time is now guaranteed to come to an end.
Do you think?
It has to. There's no way he can survive this.
As his lookalike, are you relieved?
Exactly.
You can now walk the streets of Nottingham.
An Ange double. I can say that I would expect to be sacked by Marinakis now if I was him. This has gone on too long now, and it's depressing. It's
gone
sad.
On too long now.
Look how good we were. Look, my son is Ted. My son Ted is six.
My son is Ted,
and he's 6 years old, right? Young lad in his classroom. Even in a primary school, a six-year-old boy said, "It's sad about what happened to Nuno, isn't it?" These are six-year-old boys. They know what's changed.
Six-year-olds get it.
Six-year-olds get it. It's not working out. He's gone.
What a sad... We're not going to let this overshadow the show.
It's going to be hard to move on, but yes, yeah, we will try.
But move on we must.
We must.
There's still 5 minutes left. Who knows? Could there be a mad end to this where we go all out?
That would be pure Ange ball if we get a draw out of this.
This is no exaggeration. Ange Postecoglou has 5 minutes to save his career.
He does. I think he does, yeah.
We're going to bring you that live.
Available on loan.
Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio.
Football is mad and we cover it every Saturday here. My word, I don't think we've ever been on air when a Forest manager's been fired before.
That's definitely a first. Doesn't often happen on a Saturday, but pretty much instantly after the final whistle, Forest put out the statement saying Ange is gone.
I remember being on... I used to do overnights on Talk Sport and I was live on air when they got Bin Laden.
Oh, wow.
This feels kind of in that wheelhouse. What do you think will have more geopolitical significance?
Yeah. I mean, he was an evil guy. He was one of the bad folks, Ange. But yeah, he's gone. It's fine.
But who was both bearded men.
Yeah.
Who have wreaked havoc. Let's not expand.
Let's not carry on. Ange seems like a very lovely man. But, you know, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I think we can all agree, can't we?
Yeah, football. Yes. And in the 2020s.
But he is gone. I can't believe it. Huge breaking news on rock and roll football this afternoon. Well, the 3 o'clocks haven't even started yet. And already. There's been a sacking.
It's got to be Dyche, hasn't it? Get Dyche to the end of the season. Come on.
Make it
Forest room through our Dyche.
Yeah. And he can defend corners. He knows how to defend. He organises the back line. This is what we need.
So last night, I did some.
Yeah, what did you think?
This is bordering on, I guess this is a confession. You know, when I was ill a couple of years ago, you and the team here very kindly sent me a voucher for the frozen food store cook. Remember?
Yes, yeah.
I'd never used it.
Okay.
So I used it.
Yeah.
So we got all this stuff delivered this morning for the freezer. It's frozen food, isn't it?
And is it? Did you go in store or did you order it online?
Did it all online.
Okay, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I knew it was coming this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously there's food currently in the freezer.
Yeah.
So I thought purely to ensure there's space for that nice stuff, I'm going to have to eat whatever's in this freezer.
To make room, yeah.
I had a platter of samosas, spring rolls, bargees, gyoza.
Oh.
I stuffed my face on freezer food. I've got to tell you, it felt so good.
You cooked it first, yeah?
Damn it. I just thought it was like a samosa ice cream.
It's like a sucker.
It's like a sucker. It's like these. It's like an Indian dessert, savoury dessert selection.
Like kulfi or something.
It's like they're sucking on spring rolls.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice, though. A sort of deep frozen.
Man, it was so good.
A buffet.
And then I had loads of popcorn. That wasn't in the freezer. Wow. I just thought, you know what? Now that I've pigged out, because I very rarely pig out these days. I often skip dinner.
Yeah.
I just thought, I don't care.
You've got to do it sometimes.
I ate, like, I don't know, what are the cliches? Like Bridget Jones.
Yeah.
Minus the ice cream.
Yeah.
I could not be reasoned with. The hunger did not abate.
Yeah. It was man versus food.
And man won.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, great. I'm so pleased for you. It's good to have a clear out. You know, you've decluttered the freezer, haven't you? So it's great. You know,
I'm like,
you feel
what's
so
her name?
Much lighter now.
Marie Kondo.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was folding that stuff up and putting it in my guts.
In a relegation scrap.
Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio.
Forest lost 3-0. Ange Postecoglou was fired even before the post-match interviews, and we understand that he was seen in the corridor with a bag on his back, left through the car park while the players were still being interviewed by TNT. So he was off the premises before they announced it. He got a head start.
He basically walked down the tunnel and then straight out the back into the car park, and he's gone.
Anyone who's tried to get away from the Forest ground after a game will know that the traffic's a nightmare. Oh, can I just get a head start? Get on a tree bridge before
the traffic.
Oh, I want to get out, mate.
All
I want
the
to
fans
rash.
All the fans had left due to the game.
They left
so
an hour
bad.
Ago anyway.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he did it, so he could make a quick getaway.
Oh, yeah, he walked. He walked unchallenged over Trent Bridge. But there are goals in other games in the Premier League.
Yes, there's already a goal in the Palace-Bournemouth game. Bournemouth 1-0 up at Selhurst Park.
What was that?
Ellie Cruppy has scored for Bournemouth, a header from close range. They're 1-0 up against Palace. It looks like Sunderland had scored, but we're hearing that they have been
denied.
Sorry, just say it. Yeah, they've been denied.
It's not on it. We've got a little thing of sound effects.
You can't see it.
Oh,
no.
It's not on there.
It's not been deleted. We need denied.
We'll figure it out.
But I think it was denied offside, potentially. I'm not 100% sure.
Could be offside, could be something else.
Yeah.
We literally do not know.
There's no point me speculating about it, really, is there, though? No.
Asking us about what's going on in these games is like asking Ange Postecoglou what he will do for Forest next game. He has no idea, he has no clue. He has no job, but he is going to get his. He'll get his contract paid up.
Yeah, yeah.
So Ange is still currently getting paid by Spurs and Forest.
He's doing well, isn't he? He's making a fortune from being awful. Although he did win a trophy last season, but it already
works for you, mate.
Oh, that hurts.
That one's done.
The bookies' favourite is Sean Dyche. There's also talk of Steven Gerrard, because, of course, Gerrard didn't take the Rangers game, the job this very week. So imagine it could be Stevie G. Surely we'd rather.
Who would you rather have, Stevie G or Sean E.D.?
I want Dyche above anyone. We need to get him in the worm-eating Gruffalo in charge of Forest. It feels like it's our destiny.
Goals in Scotland.
Yes, Hibs are 1-0 up against Livingston. Still 0-0 Rangers against Dundee United. We'll keep an eye on all the goals as they go in the Premier League in Scotland, in the Championship as well, where Hull are currently 1-0 up at Birmingham.
In the early kickoffs in the Championship, Derby did lose 1-0 to Oxford United.
Yes, they did, yes.
So there is that.
So there is that. That's one silver lining to this big cloud of a day. But I suppose the main silver lining is that we're going to have a new manager, a new boss in charge. Trent side pretty soon.
Gary's a new manager for Crimbo.
Oh, yes, it's quite nice. Nice timing, in a
just
way.
Just in time for
Halloween.
Present.
Yeah, yeah.
Dead rise from the grave. Oh, okay. So, Postecoglou, obviously. It hasn't worked out. It's been a terrible boss at Nottingham Forest.
He has, yeah. And arguably, Marinakis didn't make a great decision, but, you know, at least he's acted swiftly, so you can't really blame him. And he's an exciting guy.
Overall,
he's changed Forest for the better.
100%. That's the main thing. You can't get every. You can't get all the calls right.
We'd be nowhere without Mr. M.
We'd be playing in Europe without Mr. Marinakis somewhere.
We have to back him at all times, even when it's hard.
Rock and Roll Football says, we endorse the leadership of Evangelos Marinakis. Yeah, yeah. We always have.
Yes.
We always will.
But not all managers are great.
We know which side our bread is buttered on.
Have you seen this story about Pierluigi Collina?
Oh, the famous
doing the rounds this
bold
week.
Ref.
The famous scary-eyed referee.
Oh, there is a goal now!
Oh, there is a goal. And Sunderland have scored it. They're 1-0 up against Wolves. Mukaleli has scored the goal.
We called that about 15 minutes ago.
We did, yeah. We were so far ahead.
So Pierluigi.
Collina, Collina, Luigi, Pierluigi, Collina.
Okay, sorry. It was me. Correctly. I got it wrong.
Pierluigi Collina, right? He was the chief refereeing officer at UEFA back in the day. And this story comes from a book that's been released by the Swedish referee, Jonas Eriksson, who was working under Collina at the time. And he revealed that Collina would insist on extreme and humiliating weight tests.
What?
For all professional referees. So they had to, before the season started, right? There's an extract to this Swedish ref's book. He goes, we entered the large, cold conference room. The management urged us to undress to our underwear. We looked at each other, but no one reacted or dared to say anything. We slowly took our clothes off. There we stood in a long row in just our underwear. Collina observed us from top to bottom with an ice cold gaze, silent and observant.
It's like Shawshank.
we tarred the room.
Them.
We stepped on the scale one by one. I sucked in my stomach, straightened my back and held my breath as if it would make any difference. One of the instructors loudly announced, Ericsson, Sweden, 96.2 kilos. I felt how Collina paused, looked at me and scanned my nearly naked body.
Wow. That's a lot for a Saturday afternoon.
It is, isn't it? Feeling pretty hot right
now.
Yeah,
we meant to lighten the mood.
What a weird thing to do.
That's
as
terrible.
The head of the referee organisation.
Well, text us on 8-12-15. What's the weirdest thing your boss does or has done? That's pretty bad. I do weigh myself every morning, but obviously that's in the privacy of my own bathroom.
Yeah, and you're choosing to do that.
I'm choosing to do that. I've never had a boss weigh
sensible,
me before.
No.
But one of the things I do miss, referee with a paunch.
Oh, yes,
Paul Durkin,
like
Jeff Winter.
An old headmaster who's sort of semi-retired and has got a bit of a belly, but can still run around enough.
Rest with your belly.
Yeah.
Baggy kits, rest with bellies.
Yes, they didn't even have VAR back then and they were still kept up. It was fine.
Exactly. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Chubby refs and get rid of VAR.
Yeah, bring it all back.
Come on, Keir, sort it out. Text us on 8-12-15. What's the weirdest thing your boss has ever done? Talking of big clubs who've lost their way with ineffective managers.
Yes.
Big goal up in Scotland.
Yeah, Russell Martin has gone and suddenly Rangers start looking good. They're 1-0 up at home to Dundee United. Thello Azzeguard with the goal. They've got rid of him. It looks like they're going to get that Kevin Muscat in to replace him.
Sounds like an animal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
An animal.
Kevin the Muskrat. Yeah, Kevin the Muskrat. He was, I think he was in Roland Rat, wasn't he, in the 80s?
All those hairless
Kevin
ones.
The Muskrat. And there's also been a goal in the Premier League as well. And Burnley have scored it in the battle of the two promoted teams who were battling out for the championship title last season. Burnley have taken an early lead in that game. Leslie Ugochukwu has scored for Burnley. They're beating Leeds 1-0. Bournemouth still 1-0 up at Palace. Sunderland beating Wolves 1-0. Man City Everton is still goalless.
That Burnley goal puts Forest into the bottom three.
Well, there we go.
For so much of last season, we were top three.
Yeah.
For most of the second half of the season, you know, we just were.
We had such a tight
defence.
Now
we're back in the bottom three.
Yeah, the goalkeeper shared the golden glove, for heaven's sake. That's how good we were defensively.
For heaven's sake. Heavens. Oh, I say. Have you heard the news from London? Our goalkeeper shared the golden glove.
Strike a light. I couldn't believe it.
What dares it, boy?
Yes, but I mean, it just shows how much the defence changed. And
Sean Dyche, is he still in the window?
Please,
I want you to
Dyche.
Run down to that shop. Yes. Be the biggest Sean Dyche you can.
Give him a sixpence. Come on. Dyche Deitch, if you're listening, we need you more than ever.
Come on, Deitch. Gear Deitch. Talking of work, I'm not going to be here for a few weeks.
Oh, yes.
So I'm having an operation on Thursday.
Everything's fine. You're still in good health, yes.
Everything's fine, yes. But I need urgent surgery.
I can't believe how long ago it was since you became cancer-free. It was the anniversary this week.
It was. 2 years cancer-free.
That's gone quickly, hasn't it?
Cancer-free since 2023.
And it still feels good to be alive, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Well, during that Forest game,
yeah.
I did wonder if a terminal diagnosis would have been preferable. Oh, instead of missed out on that. Do you know what? I remember being in intensive care, watching the Forest Luton game when they equalised really late and thinking, oh, God.
Please.
But yes, I'm having... So I'll be off for a few weeks just recovering. I'll only be in hospital for a couple of nights. But as a result of the surgery I had a couple of years ago where I had the base of my spine removed, the nerves to my bladder and bowel were cut.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do this sort of material I do on stage.
No.
This time of the afternoon while the kiddies are listening.
Not on a family show.
But the nerves to my bladder have been cut. So I have to catheterise in order to...
Yes.
Pee, but also I have something called stress incontinence. So when I stand up, sit down, laugh, cough, or sneeze. Yeah. When I laugh, cough, or sneeze,
it's good to be working on this show.
I pee. Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. I'm a ticklish asthmatic with hay fever. It's carnage down there. So I'm having an operation to tighten that pipe.
Oh, yes, yeah. Aren't they putting sort of like a little balloon thing around?
The thing they're
putting. Elastic band.
Can I talk about this, do you think?
I think it's interesting.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to play this. Ironically, the next song we're going to play is called Sit Down by James. Because of where I'm having the operation, I'm not going to be able to sit down for about 6 weeks. So the secret of good comedy is timing. So yes, I'm not going to be here for a few weeks. I think it may be 2 weeks, but it could be more. I'll see how the recovery goes.
So you get on, yeah.
Because when I saw the nurse yesterday, she said it's going to feel like you've been hitting the balls with a hammer.
Really? Oh, wow.
Which doesn't make you sort of crave the surgery.
Yeah. Should she be saying that to you before you go in?
I'd rather they warn you.
But you'll all be injected down there. It'll be like numbed. When
they'll put me asleep. They're not just going to like get the mallet out.
A mallet to that area for Crystal Palace fans has just happened. They're now 2-0 down at home to Bournemouth. Unbelievable. A second goal from Kroupi as well. That's mad. He's got a brace. And Palace losing 2-0 at home to Bournemouth.
Yes,
yes. Anyway, back on the operating table.
I have to wear tenor pants.
Yes.
And I tear through them. Particularly if I'm on a night out.
Because you love lager these days. We've got a new renewed love for lager, haven't we?
Yeah, one of the side effects of the surgery has been that lager tastes even more refreshing. And that has not diminished. And I can't explain that. It's just as amazing.
You're getting through a few tenors a night then.
Tenor pants. Yeah, tenor pants. Cost me a fortune in tenor pants. So what they're going to do is, because I leak when I stand up, sit down, laugh, and often women after childbirth experience this.
Yes, They're
going to put in, it's called... It's an artificial urinary sphincter.
Oh.
So it tightens the pipe. So it's like a little, this is going to go inside me. They showed it me. It's a thing called a cuff. It's like a little lasso that will go around the pipe.
So it is like an elastic band sort of thing, isn't it?
Well, it inflates with water.
Ah, right, okay.
So that will go around the pipe.
So it's like a little balloon almost.
But it's like a hoop, like a ring.
Yes.
So when it inflates, it tightens the pipe so that leaks can't come out. A rubber ring that inflates, exactly like that. But obviously, in order to... and pee when I need to, I catheterise and I'll still have to do that.
Right.
So I need to deflate that. So there is a button.
Oh, yes.
And this, the button, this is the other part of the surgery.
Where's the button going to be kept?
The button is kept inside my bag.
Oh, yes.
In between, in between those two crucial glands.
Wow. So it's underneath the flesh.
But
skin.
Inside underneath the flesh, skin. Yeah. So I've had to practice... on like a little bag. You practice at the hospital trying to find it through a thing.
Find it and you press it
through the that
skin.
Deflates the ring
and then you can
so that I can get a catheter down there to then void
that's
the bladder.
Technology, isn't it?
It's been around since the 1960s.
Has it?
The tech, not my specific what. How long has that been lying around? Rusty. Can't put that in there. Basically, it's put in on Thursday, then I have to wait 6 weeks for it to heal, then I go back and they activate it. So they press a different button and that then inflates.
Do you have to change batteries on it every year or so?
It's basically hydraulic.
Is it?
So it's water in there that does it. So when you press the button, the water moves to a reservoir that'll be near
like
my groin.
Sort of sluice gate.
Sluice gate!
A lock on a dam, but it's in your back.
It's all in me and up me. Miraculous stuff, but that's what I'm having done on Thursday.
One talks about this sort of stuff, do they? So I've never heard of anyone having that done.
But what other radio show gives you rock and roll football and
Ange Postecoglou sacked, breaking news, and another story about sacks?
Yeah, that's, yeah. What is more painful, watching Forest under Postecoglou or having surgery down there? Another goal in the Premier League.
Yes, Newcastle have not kept a clean sheet. Brighton 1-0 up. Danny Welbeck has scored just before half-time. Brighton beating Newcastle 1-0 in the Premier League.
It's all going off.
And we've had a text here as well relating to your operation that you've just been telling everyone about. Clemmy has texted, your operation. She says, does the deflating rubber ring thing make a noise when you press the button? That's a good question.
What sort of noise?
Like a sort of hissing. Once it's deflating, you
ding,
press...
Ding, ding,
ding. Gates opening.
like those Dixie.
That would be amazing. No, but can you hear a hiss when it's deflating?
I don't think you meant to. It's water. The water moves into the reservoir. If I can hear it, I think that's bad news.
Oh, right, yes, if you're hearing it.
But I'll let you know.
Sluice gates,
horrible.
Get to the bathroom ASAP.
Stop body shaming me about my sluice gate. You're about 40, he's getting a sluice gate put in.
A sluice gate fit with his own button.
This is so bad. But it's me.
Yes,
so
it's
not a hate crime.
I'm sorry.
I am the victim.
Yeah, you are.
And the perpetrator.
It's going to make your life better. That's the whole point of it, isn't it?
It is.
It's going to improve.
Because at the moment, my pants are wetter.
Yeah.
And just going to dry me up a bit.
Leaky at the back. Rock and roll football. On Absolute Radio.
Carnage north and south of the border, Dyson.
So many goals. Man City have scored two, both from Erling Haaland in the space of 5 minutes. They're now 2-0 up at home to Everton. There have also been two goals in the space of 5 minutes at Selhurst Park, where Palace have pegged back Bournemouth. It's now 2-2. Mateta scored them both in the
absolutely
week where he's
incredible.
Started up front for France. Amazing week he's had, Jean-Philippe Mateta. And Burnley have scored a second as well. They're now beating Leeds United 2-0 at Turf Moor. Goals galore in the Premier League. In Scotland as well, a goal of note. Rangers are now drawing 1-1 with Dundee United. An equaliser for Dundee United in the second half. It's 1-1 at Ibrox.
The day started with Forrest getting tonked at home to Chelsea and then Ange getting sacked immediately.
Absolute madness.
Ange was basically sacked before he got down the tunnel by the sounds of things.
As soon as he walked down that little tunnel bit, he just said, just here's your bag, keep going. Get into the car park. See you later.
It's all going off. We're talking about weird bosses. We've had a few messages.
Yes, we have. Yeah, yeah. This one from Nicola in Stamford's quite interesting. She says, I worked for many a strange boss, but after being made redundant in COVID, I worked for a lottery winner who bought an old asylum as his...
What?
And Nicola was working as his assistant. And it's where he wasn't a particularly sane man, apparently, according to Nicola. But he used to get to do all sorts of stuff because she was like his personal assistant. He would turn up to meetings in pyjamas. He would send her driving miles to pick up white peacocks and deliver stuff to his sons. And then act as his bodyguard when people showed up that he hadn't paid. It was the craziest year of my life, says Nicola. That is amazing.
That's just... Imagine is that what we do with the lottery money?
Imagine being the personal assistant of a lottery winner.
Just go to Dubai like everyone else. White peacocks meeting in your pyjamas.
What a life.
Well, can you beat that? More goals,
yes,
Dyson.
In the Championship, Coventry are top of the table as it stands. They've just scored two goals and they're beating Blackburn Rovers 2-0. Frank Lampard's Coventry City, top of the Championship.
Jerry from Stoke got in touch. He says, hi, Matt. I didn't know you'd had cancer. By the way, it's Jerry from Stoke. I still have Parkinson's. Jerry, we hope you're well. Very difficult thing to live with. Yeah. So you and all your loved ones we're thinking of. But yes, I had cancer a couple of years ago. Got rid of it.
2 years ago to the week that you
got
rid of it. Amazing.
Got rid of it.
Yeah, you had quite a long recovery time afterwards, though, wasn't it?
10 weeks in hospital.
A long time, yeah.
It was at times tough going. Yeah. We got on through it.
And then Psycho came to visit you.
Psycho came?
Psycho himself, Stuart Pearce. Must have felt like an apparition or something like it. Are you actually here? Yes, you are. What a legend.
You
what a
came?
Man. I came, yes. Yeah,
all sorts of people came. It was wonderful.
Probably wasn't as impactful as Stuart Pearce, I wouldn't imagine.
More impactful. No one more impactful than you. Matt Impactful Dyson.
That's what they
called him. They called him on the ward. I think the word fecal was used before it, but nevertheless, impacted was mentioned.
Oh, wow.
Classic time wasting. Rock and roll football.
On Absolute Radio.
The drama never stops. Dyson, what's going on out there?
An equaliser for Newcastle at Brighton. The big German Nick Voltermada has scored again. It's 1-1 at the Amex in Scotland as well. There are goals flying in. Hibs are now 3-0 up at home to Livingston, and Rangers, who had gone ahead earlier on in the game against Dundee United, are now 2-1 down at Ibrox.
At home to Dundee United. What on earth is going on up there? We've been talking about weird bosses. It's Emmeline in Pembrokeshire, a fellow Ostermate. Hello, Emmeline.
Yes.
I was at the Association of Stoma Nurses conference this week.
Oh, were you?
In Wales.
Oh, nice.
Like an entire event dedicated to colostomy bags.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I was like a pig in something
did
in a bag.
Did everyone there have one then? Did they?
Lots of nurses who work in that area. But
no
there were
queues for the toilets. That's the one upside.
Everyone just emptying it where they stood, yes. I had a creepy boss. When I was 21, I was on an army camp. And when we closed down the food area, he'd make us wash everything up. But the sinks were quite high, and he used to make us stand on our tiptoes and watch.
That sounds weird.
This isn't. I don't think that's a crucial
a
part
boss.
Of army training.
No, I think he should. Yeah, he should be court-martialed immediately.
That does not prepare you for war. No war that I've ever heard of either. Oh my word! We are rapidly coming towards the end. Rather like Ange Postecoglou.
Yes, we are.
The end of today. We will give you those final scores in two ticks.
Natural born talent, rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio.
We're into the dying seconds of the games and the show, and it is carnage out there.
So many late goals. This is getting ridiculous. Bournemouth have scored a third. It was 2-2 just seconds ago. Ryan Christie has looks like scored a winner to put them top of the Premier League table. Absolutely ridiculous.
Absolutely incredible stuff. So let's find out.
Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's Munch of the Day.
Oh, it's Munch of the Day! Before we find out what people are going to eat, what are the final and latest scores, Dyson?
Brighton have scored a second. Danny Welbeck, second of the game. They're now 2-1 up against Newcastle United. Dying seconds, dying minutes. Burnley are now 2-0 up against Leeds. They're winning 2-0 in that game. In terms of munches, they're coming in. Helen is going to have Greek-Australian fusion food tonight in honour of departing Ange.
And mushy peas for Nottingham.
Yes. Souvlaki marinated in Vegemite, yeah, with a mushy pea side. Covered in mint sauce.
Get that down, you ducker.
Yes.
For 39 days.
Speaking of two goals, Sunderland have just scored a second. Unbelievable. What? They're beating Wolves 2-0 at the Stadium of Light. These games are pretty much done and dusted.
What a day. Ange gone. I'll be back in a few weeks. I'm having surgery on Thursday, but yes. It's nothing major. I just have to let a very sensitive part of me heal.
Yes.
I'll be back in a few weeks and we'll have a new Forest manager. I'll see you then.
Their glory days are far behind them.
Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio.
Well, there you go. What a show. Boy, wow. Ange's no more.
Yeah, I mean, it flew by, didn't it? Yeah, and we're looking forward to the dawning of a bright new era.
You talking about my scrotum or?
Yeah.
Nottingham Forest.
I don't know which one I'm more excited about.
Which one do you think you're going to get to see more of in the coming months?
Hopefully Forest.
Which one are you going to get the train to Nottingham to see? On a cold Tuesday night.
Do you know, in all seriousness, can we all press it, like through your trousers or something? Can we
high
all
press.
Go on the button?
You can if you want.
I mean, will that be possible? I mean, like, if you wanted to, let someone have a press.
Oh, yeah.
It could work.
Absolutely.
Wow. Amazing. Well, we'll do that live on the show as soon as you return.
Yeah. We will activate it live on the air.
Good luck.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Mm. You'll be back next week.
Yes.
Ta-ra.